So, hello everyone. So this is Rakas and my accomplices here, Rakas. And
hello.
Today we'll be, producing a show named Super Education and Conclusive Surveys, or in short, SEX. Today's episode will be about Shakespeare. So we have a guest. His name is Carl. And mind you introducing yourself, Carl.
Hello, my name is Carl. I am from Russia, and I eat a lot of kebab.
So, well, that is pretty strange, but at least you'll be able to take our questions. We'll get to that part later. Rakas, my accomplices, mind you introducing yourself.
My name is Rakas, the same name as the host. I am from Lithuania, and I like to eat cooked potatoes.
Well, that's strange indeed. So my name is Rakas as well.
Strange.
Well, my name is Rakas as well, as my accomplice here said, and I don't really have any interesting facts about myself, so let us continue. So as I said before, our guest here will be taking a sort of a survey of William Shakespeare and his works and his life. He will have about 10 questions given to him, and he'll have 1 minute for each question, to answer. And, are you ready, Carl?
Yes, I'm ready.
Alright, that sounds very good. The first question, it'll be easy, so you shouldn't have any trouble with it. Now,
okay.
Do you mind telling us, where was William Shakespeare born?
Okay, this is easy. He was born in England.
Yes, it is indeed correct. Alright, Rakas.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, England is correct. Yes, it's correct. He was born in England. Rakas, ask the second question.
Alright. Carl, where did William Shakespeare die? And a bonus question, can you tell us what was his age when he died?
Isn't that a bit early for asking bonus questions? Alright then. So, Carl, speak.
Okay. So, he died in Germany, and he died at age 83.
No, Carl, that is indeed wrong. Well, he died in England
while he was 51.
Yes, aged 51. So that was incorrect, Carl.
minus 1 point.
Yeah, should we do points though? Yeah, we can do it like a game show. So since he got the first question right and the second question wrong, you have 0 points at the moment. So let's continue and see, maybe you'll break through. So we have a third question. Did William Shakespeare have any children?
Yes.
How many?
He had 2 children.
Okay, thank you. That is indeed correct. But I wanna make the answer more conclusive. Can you do you mind telling us the name of the children?
The name was Mary and Jackson.
Marie and Jackson. So that is indeed incorrect. But we'll give you a point anyways, because you did answer the starting question. So at the moment you have a point.
Okay.
Are you disagreeing? Doctor, are you disagreeing?
Doesn't he have 3 children?
Yeah, but wasn't the question that did he have children?
Well,
the original question. Okay, let's just give let's just give him a half point.
Okay.
That sounds fair. All right. So at the moment you have 0.5 points. That sounds pretty cool. My comes.
I am perfect.
Okay, we're getting off topic. So, Rakas, mind you asking the fourth question?
Okay, so, Carl, what was William Shakespeare's most famous quote?
What?
Oh, damn. I think he most famous quote was... I am the greatest...
Yes, Noah.
I am the greatest of all time. I'm perfect. I am nice.
Okay, Carl. let me check it real quick. Your answer was indeed incorrect.
His famous quote was not "I am perfect, I am great." I am the knight. His most famous quote was not of an age, but for all time.
So that was nowhere close the answer you gave.
Where did you even get that?
Well, he was a very great writer, so I think he thought he was great. So
that's kind of egoistic, isn't it?
That what? Sounds like Batman.
Yes, indeed it does. Maybe Shakespeare was Batman. You never know. Well, so now at the moment you have -0.5 points. That's kind of disappointing. I am the greatest. so for our fifth question, it'll be including his parents. And do you mind telling us, did William Shakespeare have any stepdads or stepmothers or something like that?
Well, I think he did, because you asked the question, and I would be dumb if you... yes.
So... So that's, I see a logical answer, but indeed it was incorrect. He only had his, you know, well, normal parents, father and a mother. Well,
normal. Because stepdads and stepmothers are normal.
Okay, so, at the moment you have -1.5.
Bro, that's some nice muscles.
I know.
At the moment you have -1.5 points, so
okay.
We are halfway through the questioning, the survey. So Rakas, ask him the sixth question.
Okay, Carl, what was William Shakespeare's most famous play?
Romeo and Juliet. Do you mind telling us? Take your time, you have a minute, so it's not a rush.
Is he googling this?
I don't know. He probably is.
No.
Romeo?
I remember now, is Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, sure you do. You sure remember. We seem to have some technical difficulties as my accomplice appears to be dead. Well, the answer wasn't correct.
His most famous play is Hamlet.
Oh, you're back from the dead, I see.
Correct.
Okay, so his most famous play is Hamlet. Hamlet. Hamlet, indeed, and not Romeo and Juliet. But Romeo and Juliet was one of his most famous plays. So we'll give you half a point. So now at the moment you are at negative 1 point, and we're over half of the survey. So you better start well answering correct. So I'll be giving you the 7th question. Alright. So this is a pretty simple question. Now, do you mind telling us, did William Shakespeare have any spouses?
What?
Okay, let me repeat myself. Did William Shakespeare have any spouses? A husband, a wife, anything of that sort.
Oh, he had 3 wives.
He had 3. Not 2, not 1, 3 wives.
Alright, can you tell us the names of the 3 wives?
Mary, Juliet.
I don't know. At least try to guess.
Well, Juliet, maybe. And the final is what is the wife? Summer. Oh. You okay?
Yeah. We are okay. Yes, we are okay. So, well, you seem you are having some troubles. So we just end it right here. Well, did you just hit me with a pillow?
No.
Understandable. Have a great day. Now, stop hitting me. Okay. So, you gave the answer that he had 3 wives. 3 spouses. That was incorrect. He only had 1 spouse. Now, don't worry. We'll actually give you half a point because somehow, when we ask you to name the wife's names, you said that one of the wife's name was Annie. And that was indeed correct.
Yes, I 100% said Annie, yes.
Now that's cool, because I don't remember. Get. Okay, Rakas, you telling me that he didn't say Annie. I guess I misheard. Do you mind telling us?
I say Annie.
No, Rakas, do you mind telling us what he actually said?
He said Mary.
Ah, okay, so I guess I just misheard. Now, well, we are taking away that half a point, and you're getting a negative. You're getting a negative point. So now you're at what, like negative 1.5 again? Yeah, I think negative 1.5, right? All right. So that was our 6th, right?
Yeah.
I think that was our 6th. So let's do our 7th.
Okay. So. What was most of William Shakespeare's plays? What type of plays? Dramas, comedies, histories, any of these?
Roman.
Okay.
Well, let me just take it from him over here. That is incorrect. His most frequent plays and poems were... Well, Rockets, do you mind telling
me? Were comedies and histories.
I think this most famous place where tragedies. Did what was your answer?
My answer was romantic.
Ah, okay, so that was still wrong. My accomplices, well, got that wrong. Got it wrong. The question was wrong, or at least the answer was wrong, because he was talking about his most early place. So you get a second shot. What were his most early place primarily?
Well, I think it was maybe like drama and all that. Yes, correct?
No, that is nowhere near correct. His early plays were primarily comedies and histories, as my accomplice here said. So, no, you didn't get that correct. So we'll be taking, no, we'll be giving you a negative point. So now you're at two, you're at negative 2.5 for our seventh question. So, Rakas, ask him another question because I'm lazy. Okay.
At what age was William Shakespeare when he married his wife?
25.
So, Carl,
what?
Can you answer the question, please?
I said 25.
25? You didn't say anything. Yeah, you were silent the whole time.
You didn't say.
Okay. No, I said 25.
Okay, that doesn't matter because the answer was wrong. He married at the age of 18. So, yeah.
Okay, wait. Wait, I'm gonna get a banana, wait.
Okay.
While he's gone. Okay. In which question?
I think the 7th or 8th one?
I think we'll be asking the 8th or the 9th. No, I think I said ask
okay,
the 7th question. Okay, so I'll be asking the 8th question. I may be wrong, but I think it's the 8th or at least the 9th. So
let's count it as the 8th.
Yes, let's count it as the 8th. well, do you mind telling us what he mainly wrote until about 1608, or at least around that time, what he mainly wrote?
Romantic.
Okay, so that is completely wrong. He wrote
yet again
tragedies. Nowhere near romantic, please. Well, so this is our 8th question, and we're getting near to the end. This will be our 9th, second to last. So, Rakas, do you mind asking him the question?
Alright. What is William Shakespeare most known for?
For his plays.
The question was more targeted to his specific plays, like the names of it, or his poems, the names of the poems.
Romeo and Juliet.
What else?
You have to name like two, at least two.
Another is the Titanic.
So you are telling us that two of his most famous plays were Romeo and Juliet and the Titanic. Well, that is completely...
Yes.
Completely wrong. Yes, one of his most famous poems and plays were Romeo and Juliet. But he didn't even write Titanic.
He wasn't even... When he was alive, it didn't even happen.
He died. He was dead for about 300 years before even the events of Titanic were, well, happening.
Well, I see on YouTube, I don't know.
So, okay, that is like negative two, like... That's negative.
I said one.
Everybody.
Why you minus points me?
That's negative 2 points. I'm sorry. That's negative two. So now you're at negative 4.5. Now this last question will actually grant you
1 million points.
No, it won't. It will grant you 5 points. So if you get this one,
5 million points.
Shut your mouth. It will grant you 5 points. So if you get this question right, no, you'll be at a 0.5 of a point. So that was way better than negative 4.5. So are you ready?
Yes.
Do you mind telling us to what years was William Shakespeare active? From what year to what year specifically?
2001.
Yes.
Titanic.
Wait, let me think.
He's good.
He's obviously fucking good.
Wait.
Okay, so you seem to be.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Why is it taking you so long, though?
Okay, well, he wrote through 1597 until 1610.
Yes, they okay, you were so close. You were so close, but that was indeed incorrect. He wrote from 1585 until 1613.
He was like 2 points off. So
no,
years.
he was like empty. I'm sorry, Carl. Are you having trouble in there?
Hello. Okay, it appears our guest has died.
So let us end this podcast. This was our first episode of Sex, Super Educational and Conclusive Surveys. Well, he just left. And we hope of seeing you later. Rafa, do you mind telling us anything? Well, at the end, say goodbye.
Goodbye.